This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Ballot questions have been finalized for November, and CPR's Andrew Kenny reports Coloradans will have plenty of decisions to make.
11 statewide ballot initiatives could result in some pretty big changes. If voters approve, one measure would require the state government to reintroduce wolves west of the Continental Divide. Another would slightly cut income tax rates. Voters will also decide on a paid family leave law that would grant time off and partial pay for workers with family medical situations. Most of the campaigns got their initiatives on the ballot after backers gathered tens of thousands of signatures, while state lawmakers referred a few of the other proposals. Voters across Colorado will also consider local issues. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A state report says the arts industry has lost $2.5 billion since April and that the pandemic may eliminate a third of arts and culture jobs. Deborah Jordy directs the agency that helps fund nearly 300 metro area organizations, including the Denver Art Museum and the Arvada Center. She says they rely on sales tax money.
We've been encouraged, given that we thought we would see a much larger drop in sales tax revenue. All that said, I would be remiss if not saying the pandemic has taken an incredible toll, and it's heartbreaking and sobering.
Live performance and visual arts have seen the biggest revenue losses. Coming up on the program, the Reverend Al Sharpton headlined a march dubbed Get Your Knee Off My Neck. Let me say that again. Get Your Knee Off Our Necks in Washington, D.C. on the anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington. Then, former factory town Kenosha, Wisconsin, is transitioning into a bedroom community of nearby cities and becoming more diverse, but residents say its leadership is not keeping up with the changes. Those stories will be coming up next here on All Things Considered. In our weather forecast for the metro area, there is a chance of thunderstorms tonight with lows down to 60 degrees. Highs tomorrow around 85, and showers are likely for Denver. And on Sunday, 85 again with a chance of thunderstorms. This is CPR News.